Morning, it's Adam here from the Nutty Pundits. I'm on my own today. Mr. Daniel Woods cannot be available to join me today, so I will be conducting the Premier League preview by myself today. Jump straight in. Today we've got a couple of interesting fixtures today, but first of all we'll start with West Ham Spurs. Now, that was a fixture play towards the end of last season which pretty much decided Spurs' fate when it came to the title. West Ham, they basically turned up towards the end of last season. So I don't predict it'd be the same this time round. If Andy Carroll's on the pitch, then he will cause some problems, but ultimately I think Spurs are gonna win that one, especially with Harry Kane. You know, it's this time of year for him where he starts to bang the goals in. So I expect a Spurs win there. Moving on through to the 3 o'clock fixtures, I'll rattle through them. But we've got Burnley Huddersfield. I think that's got 0-0 written all over it. But I do expect Burnley to nab a 1-0 win on that. Because they're always pretty strong at home. They were strong at home there last season. Not the greatest starts at home this year, but I think they will scrape a 1-0 here. Can continue really with their kind of current form for this season. Everton Bournemouth. I think I saw a podcast from Radio 5 Live with Jermaine Genus. He pretty much nailed on Everton's problems with their front line. They're all very similar in stature when you look at Sigurdsson, Rooney, Klaassen. A lot of their key players are injured or they aren't being selected, like Barkley, Morales, Coleman, who've got the pace to get in behind teams, and at the minute they just look toothless. So and Bournemouth following their win last week, I think they could get something out of this game, to be honest, especially with Defoe up front. He's always likely to get your goal. So I'm going to go with a Bournemouth win there at Everton, but it won't be an easy game for either team, so it will be interesting to see. Man City Palace. Man City now, come on, they've had a blinding start, and I'd very much expect them to run right against Palace now. I hope they don't, because they've got one of my very own in there, Timothy Fosu-Mensah from Manchester United. Now, I know he will probably want to, prove a point against his Cross City rivals. So I hope that he has a good game, and for Palace's sake, I hope that they start picking up some points. So I'd like to see them get a draw out of this game to try and hold it out, but I can't see City not getting 3 points today. So I very much expect a clean sweep there. Southampton United, now my team United here. I think it's going to be a tough fixture. Southampton, they haven't looked good scoring goals, but when it comes to defending, I think they're all right. I mean, if they start Van Dijk today, which I'm not sure if they will or not, given the situation over the summer, but if he plays, I think it'll be interesting. But with United's pace, I do expect us to beat them, really. So I'm going for a 2-0 kind of United win there. Lukaku, I expect to get on the score sheet again. He always looks a threat. So very much interesting to see how that one pans out. But I expect a United win, as being a United fan. Stoke, Chelsea. Well, this is my kind of a local team, shall we say, Stoke, 20 minutes away, struggling for defenders today. And as much as I want them to do well, I can't see them beating Chelsea today, if I'm being honest. It's going to be one of them games where people are going to be chopping and changing positions. So if the rumours are true, I think they're missing Martin's Indy, Shawcross, Cameron's injured or a doubt. Obviously, Zouma can't play, being on loan from Chelsea. So they're very much short in the defensive area. So I expect Chelsea to completely run riot. But we've seen these kind of situations happen before. People have come in and they've just had an absolute blinding game, and just been an upset. So you can never quite rule out what's going to happen there. But I do expect a Chelsea win there. So I'm going to go with a 3-1 Chelsea win. Moving on, Swansea-Watford, which is the final 3 o'clock game. Swansea, they're picking up now. Obviously, the performance against Spurs last week was very much a shutout kind of setup. It was, I think it was a 5-5-4-1 formation that they used. Obviously, I don't think they'll use that approach today. I think they will go for a bit more of a 4-2-3-1 kind of approach, maybe a little bit more attack-minded, especially against Watford, who got battered by City last week at home as well. So I think I think both teams will come out punching because they'll both want to put right their start. For Watford, it'll be to put right their performance from last week, because it wasn't what they up to standard compared to the previous few games. You know, at the start of the season, they've had a very strong start. So, but Swansea, I think Swansea will want to start pushing themselves up the table and imprinting on the ideas that Clement's bringing in. So, because he's brought in some good players, like good, very good technical players, and hopefully they can get Wilfred Bonny firing as well. So, it'll be interesting to see again. But I think that might pan out as a draw, though. If I'm being honest, it could be both teams cancelling each other out. Moving on to the 5:30 kickoff, we've got Leicester and Liverpool. For all of Liverpool's attacking prowess, but when it doesn't look like they're going to score goals, you can't help but think they're going to let a few in. Let's be honest, like I've seen Sunday League defenders defend better than some of the defensive displays that have been on show by one of the so-called big guns in football. So, and with Leicester, they're very strong at the back, like they're relatively strong at the back, and that's what obviously they built their foundation on in their title winning season. So it'll be interesting again to see how that pans out, but I think it'll be a 2-1 victory for Leicester there. I think they just have enough to shut out that game if they can get a couple of early goals. Like I say, Liverpool, for all their attacking mentality going forward, I think they will struggle to win this game against a Leicester team who are very organised, especially with Harry Maguire coming in, who's very, he's proved himself to be a very competent guy, very classy by Leicester standards as well. So it'll be interesting to see, but I'm going with a Leicester 2-1 victory on that one. Moving on to Sunday's fixtures, Brighton Newcastle. Mr. Woods is much loved Newcastle United. They've had a very cracking few weeks after two losses in a row, put themselves up into the top six area. Brighton, I think Brighton are showing a bit of composure now in the Premier League. So I expect it to be an entertaining game. I expect Brighton to go into thinking that they can beat Newcastle, but I feel Newcastle will come away with this. I think it will be a close game again. I think it'll be a 1-0 or a 2-1 kind of game where there's only that one goal in it. But I do see Newcastle winning that one. Final fixture for the weekends, it's Monday night, in fact. Arsenal-West Brom. Now, much to Arsenal's... as much of the criticism Arsenal have had this season already, following last season as well, I do feel as though they could just nick this. Again, West Brom are a very strong tactical team with Pulis in charge. But I think I feel that Arsenal just going to creep away with this game. I think it's going to be a 2-0 kind of affair. But I hope West Brom, for their sake, I hope they inflict some damage on Arsenal. Being a United fan, I always love to see Arsenal falter at every opportunity, as along with City and Liverpool. You know, it's just, you know, a biased opinion from me, but in reality, I do think Arsenal could go away with a win there. Again, 1 or 2-0. I don't expect it to be any different than that, but that's just my view. Interested to hear what you guys think, though. So give us a follow, retweet, share any questions. But great. Thank you very much for listening, guys, and speak to you all soon. Thank you. Bye now.